Mr. Lank to tell us what happened at the Planning and Zoning Commission. After Mr. Lank does that, then we'll allow the applicants to give their presentation. After the applicants made their presentation, we'll recognize anyone else who is in support and anyone who is in opposition. After all sides have been heard from, then council will decide what action, if any, to take.
Oh, yeah.
Since both of the matters tonight were deferred by the Planning and Zoning Commission, council will do likewise. Mr. Lank.
Thank you. Just a second, please.
Need more stuff on it then?
Nice to your daughter, you get home. Been to the dentist, be easy on her.
Are they kicking all those poor people out?
Get your hands full.
You gonna put, ladies' masks on here? They help a lot.
Still got a quorum?
Okay. Gentlemen, the first application is conditional use number 1686, the application of Malone Enterprises LLC. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 12.77 acres, more or less, lying north of Long Neck Road, being Route 23, 2.3 miles east of Route 22C, being Potnetch Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on April 26th of 2007. I just provided you the copy of the same booklet the Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed at the public hearing on April 26th. It is referenced in my report. We also reviewed comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Mario Malone was present with Eugene Byard, attorney, and Bob Ostrowski of Landmark Engineering, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application and deferred action and has not yet met to take action on this application. For the benefit of the record, as I stated, the booklet is a part of the record. There are also site plans of a larger scale than what's in the booklet if you need a larger copy. And we did receive one additional comment. It was received on May 3rd from the County Engineering Department. And it makes reference to correspondence that has been back and forth between Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney, and the County Engineering Department. They have dealt annually since 2002 with an issue of portable toilets being placed at Malone's Bayside Marina. They make reference to the parcel number. The portable toilets are placed at the beginning of the summer and are removed at the end of the boating season. Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District serves this parcel. Since public sewer is available, it is the opinion of the Sussex County Engineering Department that placement of these portable toilets is a violation of county code. Attached is a letter from Mr. Robertson stating this position. Also attached are letters and documentation providing the history of this issue. Should the Planning Commission grant the application, Malone Enterprises, I would like to request that a stipulation be attached stating that portable toilets cannot be placed on this property, and if they have been placed, they must be removed. Provide the contact person for additional information. The correspondence is basically memos back and forth between Mr. Robertson and Russ Archit, Mike Izzo.
The vans go home.
And others within the engineering department. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Any questions, Mr. Lank? Mr. Schrader?
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Members of the county council, I wouldn't see it, Mr. Kramer, Steve, but I guess he didn't want to hear Mr. Sergovic, so he's moved on. Gentlemen, it's my pleasure to represent Mario Malone for conditional use 1686 this evening. I have with me Mr. Malone, who is sitting to my far left, and Bob Stronsky from Landmark Engineering, who is sitting to my immediate left. These two gentlemen make up the owner's representation and the design team for this particular project. As you have heard Mr. Lank say, this project is located on Long Neck. We have provided you with a booklet that gives you some detailed information as to what is going on here in this particular area. Currently, we have 12.77 acres of land. And Mr. Lank, do we have the walking mic? Gentlemen, each of you has a copy of a site plan, which is the conditional use site plan, as well as the current existing conditions in your book. What I would like to point out to you is that this property is located on Long Neck Road. It is approximately across the road from White House Beach. And this area right in here, and at this point, which is a tie line that fits above this area here, is currently in use by Mr. Malone for his existing project. The existing project consists of, at this point, 106 boat slips, 40 mobile homes, and 42 campers. The proposed use of this property as a conditional use, as requested by Mr. Malone, is to reduce those numbers approximately by one half, so that there will be 41 residential units and there will be 82 marine boat slips in the area. That results in a reduction of 41 dwelling units and 25 boat slips. The entrances to the property and the transportation or flow of traffic through this property will be modified. There are currently four entrances to the property. At the completion of the project, if you choose to approve it as presented, will result in only two entrances into the property, and it will result in a perimeter road in this area. This area to the north of this particular portion of the boat slips and to the east of the boat slips will be abandoned and will not have any dwelling units, campers, or mobile homes on them, and will be retained in a state of a natural vegetative type of a state. The residential units are 24 by 50, if my recollection is correct. They will be multi-story. There will be parking underneath each unit, and there will also be one parking spot available in the driveway into the unit, so that there actually will be three units or three parking places per unit. The common areas to the rear of all of these units, which includes the triangular stormwater management pond to the upper portion of the proposed site plan and to the common area between the rears of each of these particular units, will have no vehicular access. There currently is a small driveway that exists between those units, and that will be removed if the project is permitted. As you review your book, not only are there the maps and of the existing property and of the proposal, you'll notice that at tab 3 there are various agency reviews of this particular project. I would note for the record that even though this particular project is in a state spending level 3 for an environmentally sensitive district and under our comprehensive plan is in a low density area and an ESDDOZ, there was no ESDDOZ requirement nor a plus review required because the number of units is less than 50. There are on-site, site utilities will be made available, which will include both central water and central sewer. The property is located in an AE floodplain, which will require that there be minimum elevations for the first floors of the various units to be constructed on this property. And there are wetlands. The wetlands, which are to the north of the particular canal or ditch that you see on this big site plan over to my left, will be preserved as wetlands, and there will be no intrusion into wetlands nor any lots included in the wetlands as proposed by the site plan. Gentlemen, I have with me this evening, Mario Malone, and I have with me Bob Stansky, who are available to answer any specific questions you may have about this project. And when they have concluded, I will have, in fact, I'll do it now. I have Mr. Malone step up after Mr. Renau, if you will, please, to confirm that everything that's in the books, the minutes of the meeting as recited by Mr. Lank, and anything that I have said, in fact, would be your testimony had you testified at this hearing.
Yes, sir. Everything's as you said.
Okay. Thank you. And again, I have Mr. Stansky, Mr. Malone, and myself available to answer any site-specific questions that you may have.
The bring us up to speed on the landlord-tenant problem. You got tenants in there, and you have. It seemed I was reading there is an issue at hand.
There is an issue in the sense that we will have to go through the Chapter 70 of Title 25 in order to proceed with the development of the project.
And how long would that you foresee that taking?
I'm not sure that I'm in a position to answer the question, but I would guess that it would take a year or so.
Have you started at all?
No, we have not.
I think Delaware law requires they give 6 months notice minimum.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody live in this on the site year round?
There's about three tenants as of year-round? Presently. Yes.
Would you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes, Mario Malone.
Okay. And they have long term leases, short term leases, or what are they?
Yearly leases. Everyone has a yearly lease. Yes, sir.
You see any problem, Jim, with that legal issue that's outstanding and rezoning a piece of property at this point?
That's pretty well defined under state law. If they're going to convert it to a different use, they've got to give a minimum of 6 months' notice. So you remember how there was an issue like that at the state fairground years ago, and it gets resolved. It's a time-consuming issue, but it's really not our issue because it's done pursuant to state landlord-tenant law. I assumed that there was a groundswell of people living in the park who opposed this application. They might be here or asked to be heard.
There were not at the Planning Commission, and there are several people who live here. I'm not sure whether or not they choose to be heard or not, Mr. Griffin.
We'll give them an opportunity if they wish. Any other questions of Mr. Schrader or Mr. Malone? Or Mr. Stansky?
Is it Stansky or Strowski?
Strowski. Stronsky, Stronsky.
Thank you.
How do you spell that?
Stronsky.
I almost said it right.
Just by way of one last brief comment, Mr. Griffin, as you are aware, the conditional use provides the opportunity for the council to act where the rigid application of the law should not strictly be imposed upon the development of a particular tract. The site and surroundings and the present use of the property will be upgraded by this particular project. There will be, as Mr. Cole often worries about, a reduction in the density of the usage of this property from approximately 8 units per acre down to about 3.1 or 3.12 units per acre.
So you're calling it, you're considering a campsite now a equivalent to a residential unit? I just want to hear that for the record. Is that what you're saying here
today?
I
believe that if you can occupy the structure, it certainly is something that could be considered that, although it may not be full-time.
A campsite and a condominium or a townhouse is in your mind equivalent?
No, sir, it is not, okay. Because it is not always occupied that way, and very often campsites contain multiple structures. I can remember when I worked for you, Mr.
Right.
Cole, there were refrigerators, camp decks,
all right,
tents.
All
right. Didn't consider those dwelling units.
All right. A campsite now and a is equivalent. Okay.
Don't think that's what I said, Mr. Cole.
All right. Yeah, 53.
But thank you anyway for trying to help me out. Gentlemen, that's all I have to say this evening concerning the application. Again, if we need to answer any further questions, we're available.
Only 53, a reduction.
Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in support of this application?
For
you're so for it.
Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to this application? And I really can't see beyond these posters, so if you're back there, just come forward.
Come on down.
Mr. Griffin, there are three people sitting in the back row.
Okay.
No, he's not. I don't think they want to speak.
Do you folks wish to speak?
Here's your chance.
Baseball, come on up.
No.
This is a public hearing. It's your right, if you have something to say, to come and tell us what it is. But that's up to you.
Sounds like you're going. It sounds like you're getting thrown out anyway. So you might as well talk. All right.
Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized, and the commission deferred on this.
Mr. We don't have any proposed conditions, or are there some in that booklet?
I didn't see any.
Have you seen any? Are we going to submit any, Mr.?
P&Z hasn't recommended yet.
Well, I know, but usually the applicant submits some conditions they would like to see. Do you have any conditions you propose to submit?
No, sir, I do not, but I would be glad to. If you direct me to, I will prepare.
Well, it gives us.
I believe that the commission is going to act on this tomorrow. Is that right, Mr. Wayne?
Not to my knowledge.
Or when's the next? Is it on the agenda for tomorrow?
Now they meet Thursday night.
Or Thursday.
Well, why don't you prepare some conditions and.
I'll be glad.
But then you would have to leave the record open for that.
Commission does normally anyway.
I know, but it would have been nice to hear what they would have liked to see for some conditions, because we haven't heard anything today.
I'll leave the record open for.
Well, I don't know.
We'll get
week.
The conditions from the commission.
Okay, it's up to you.
Close it.
Yeah.
Close it, Lynn.
Yes.
All right. Let's close it.
Apparently, the consensus is to close the record, and we'll wait for the conditions proposed by the commission if they see fit to approve it. Next application.
Oh yes, I need a motion, gentlemen, to defer.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, defer on CU 1686, seconded by.
Second.
Mr. Rogers. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Carried. Motion is carried. Next one, Mr. Griffin.
Next application.